These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 3. How's that sound, boys?
Sound pretty good. Sounds better than you look.
Sounds
must
good.
Sound really good, you then.
Where's your Bills hat, Jed? Where's your Bills hat and black sweatshirt? Didn't you get the memo?
I don't have a Bills hat.
Oh, bullshit. Never had one. You took some of Grandpa Barney's. I know you did.
Bullshit, dude. I've never had one.
You took the snapback at Grandpa Barney's Bills hat. I know you did.
Duh. What? No. I wouldn't.
Boys,
I did. It's on Chestnut Street still. I never. Nope. You probably stole it.
No,
me.
I didn't.
Guys, don't fight. We're brothers. Don't fight.
Cain and Abel, baby. Nope. We fight.
All right.
It's my birthday month, Chad. You have to be nice to me.
Fuck you.
What is happening, everybody? Dustin here with the Top 6 Podcast. I am joined by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say what's up, boys. Be nice.
What's going on, everybody? I love you all except for Chad, a little bitch brother of mine.
Wow, I'll rise above it. I'll rise above it. Jordy, I love you, brother. Happy birthday month. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
All right. Uh-huh. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. That's kind of you.
Yeah, kill him with kindness. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for tuning in. We've got another episode for you. We're going to be going over the top six 90s one-hit wonders in this episode. So before we get started, I just want to mention our Twitter and TikTok channels at Top 6 Podcast. Do a search on YouTube for Top 6 Podcast. You'll come up. You get to see the, if you're listening on the audio version, you get to see our beautiful faces and our reactions and our just overall charisma via the video.
Our
everything.
Bills hats,
so,
our non-Bills hats.
Yeah, I've got my Carhartt Bills hat on. Jordy's got his new Bills hat on he got for Christmas. Chad's got his CVB Media hat on. Chad, you're our official sponsor. You own the business, and you're on the podcast. Take it away.
About 10 seconds, right?
26 seconds. Go ahead.
Check it out, boys. Yes, official sponsor. You know, I might not have a Bills hat, but I have the skills to bring you
Bills
quality, like their offense. I'll bring that type of mentality to creating a video for you. I can be your Josh Allen on set. I can, you know, I might lose last minute, but hey, I'll give it my best, and everyone's going to love me, and you know, the client too. That's fine. That's my plug.
Well, at least they made it all past the opening round, Chad. I know the Packers had a bye, but they lost their first round of the playoffs, so.
Yeah. I know. It was terrible. Bills Chiefs game was probably the best game I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was probably the game of the year. It was the Stephen Bonner, Forrest Griffin of the NFL.
Guys, support the show, and you know, maybe one day I can get my own Bills beanie like my brother's. So, you know, thank you for tuning
in. I have one. I'll let you borrow it in exchange for the
no,
belt
don't do
that,
Dustin,
you owe me.
He'll stretch it out too much because his head is huge.
Okay, good point. Well, boys, since this is not an NFL podcast or a sports podcast, sometimes it is. I mean, we could probably have a sports podcast because we all know enough about sports, honestly. Some of these assholes out here don't know anything. But anyway, like Chad said, subscribe, follow us on Twitter. Just go to YouTube, type in Top 6 Podcast. You'll find us. Now, as I mentioned before, our topic in this episode is the top six 90s one-hit wonders. So, now, Chad, you raised some concerns that this may be too specific of a topic. Please elaborate on that bullshit excuse for not even wanting to do this topic.
I would have to defend that.
It's like doing well,
I guess because I am a 90s one-hit wonder. You know, our parents had one hit in the 90s, and that was me. So I guess, you know, I grew up mainly 2000s, a lot of one-hit wonders. You had a bad day. You're beautiful. Those pop in my head when I hear. So there's still one-hit wonders. You twerp.
It seems like 90s
you know?
Had better quality one-hit wonders. Like 2000s had
rolling,
the songs Chad said.
They're hating, but rolling and try to catch me riding dirty. That's my era. So it was hard to, but when I looked back, there's a lot of bangers. There's a lot of different vibes of one-hit wonders. That's what's, you can pick any decade. One-hit wonders, they cross the spectrum of genres. You know, it's whatever's hitting at that right time, that perfect time. So at first I was apprehensive, but, you know, I'll be fine. This will be fun.
Okay.
It's looking bad.
All right. Well, I just had to ask because, you know, it took us a little bit to pick a topic, but I had fun doing research. Jordy, if you think about it, I mean, we were born in the 80s. This is easier for us. Chad would probably have a better time doing a year, you know, 10 years after he was born.
Yeah, I'm
beyond.
Open to doing that.
So,
I'm open to
you know, Soulja Boy, tell him.
2000 to 2009 or 2010 to 19?
No, we can do the 2000s to 2010, and then since the other decade's over, we can do that now. So we at least have two more episodes that we can do, and then
I'll tell you what won't be on my list is that Somebody I Used to Know song. I cannot stand that song. It was about 10 years ago. It was all over the place. Terrible.
OTA. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I don't think there's any clauses we need to worry about. The M&M clause doesn't matter because multiple people can't be on the list, really. I mean, if you think about it, one-hit wonders. There were some close calls that were almost one-hit wonders. I'm curious to see if you guys have them on your list because I will verbally tackle you.
What would be a close call? So what would be an example? Like the person actually had another hit, technically,
in the top 40
that one
or top
we're talking
100.
About wasn't really a hit.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just give you an example right now so we know what we're talking about, okay? Achy Breaky Heart was a mega smash hit, okay, in the 90s. But Billy Ray Cyrus, I can think of one more song from that particular time period that it was popular. Could have been me, staring back at you. Could have been me, but he also had Old Town Road.
Right.
That was as much his song as Lil Nas X. So he's DQ'd.
It's no longer
okay,
one.
So,
yeah.
Okay. And I have another example, but I want to see if one of you two has it because it was pretty popular. But you guys might not know the other song that they have, which was pretty popular.
Well,
yeah.
You have to actually
people know it.
You have to check the charts to see where it placed. That's what I went by. Not just people know. You have to go by the official Billboard chart.
I went by what I knew.
Well, so the charts don't
lie. Like just because, you might pick a song and like they have another music video or two on that same album doesn't mean those were hits, you know. We're talking like obvious.
Yeah, I know.
So I think
that's why that's why I referenced the Billboard charts. That's what we have to go by.
Yeah, right. A little corporate, you corporate birthday boy. Jeez.
Okay, ready for the trivia?
Charts.
Chad,
so the charts. So look at the graphs. Oh, look at the graphs. What demographics this has?
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get started. The way we start this, me or Chad usually starts. So in order to determine who starts off their top six list, Jordy does a trivia question. It could be random. It's probably not going to be relevant to the topic. It's just going to be, hopefully me or Chad knows. You know, we'll see. We'll see. Let's do
it. I have three questions here. One of them's pretty relevant to the 90s. I'm going to go with that one. Which U.S. president put a Twinkie in the country's millennium time capsule?
Clinton.
Millennium?
Chad's right.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, Dustin.
All right.
Yes! Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, he put his turkey in Lewinsky's holes too. So,
yeah. Well, 90s.
Low
that's
hanging
relevant.
Fruit. Low hanging fruit. Joke there. All right, Chad, go ahead.
get to lead off. Here we go. Youngest first. All right, guys. Number six. Eve six. Inside Out. Numerically makes sense.
No, check the charts. They got more in the top 40.
No.
Here's to the Jordy.
That's a big boy. Jordy? That's a
what?
Name it.
Here's Don't be a chart name boy.
Another. Here's to
Here's
the
to Night is another hit. That's disqualified.
Chad, you suck.
Pick someone on your honorable mention, Chad. They had another hit.
Fine. What? Am I allowed
wow,
to do that?
Wow, starting off with a bang. Starting off with a bang. DQ'd. Yeah, pick another one. The Eve Six Claws. DQ'd.
I'm going to pick off all your songs, Chad. I'm going to snipe them.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. How about
all right,
that?
All right. That's
actually like... She's the third person to perform that song. It's still a hit, but I'm just saying.
Good for her. Good for you, too, for knowing that. All right, number five. That's Mambo so number five.
That's like a really corny song. That's so,
I'm really
such
bummed
a
you took
song.
I'm really bummed you took out Eve 6 because I went 6 and then 5. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyways, it's
clever.
A one-hit wonder, clever dude. Movie. We're not picking. This isn't the Grammys.
Low-hanging
like, picking,
fruit
like,
so far. Anyway, number four.
Okay, whatever. Number four, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. That's a good one. Murder, it's just such
oh,
a
no,
good
we don't
vibe.
Die, yes, we multiply.
It's one of those, your head just goes with it. I love
Touch
it.
Up
and then
go.
Number three, we're talking one-hit wonders here. Macarena has to be on this list. I mean, holy shit.
You
going
by, you actually like that song, Chad? Or?
All right. So
it was.
I'm going by songs that I personally like and are actually one hit wonders, not these novelty songs like Mambo Number.
That's
five,
your list, Jordy. That's your list. Chad can have his own list. Yes,
you have one good
his
song
number six
so far.
His number six was disqualified, but he's allowed to have his own list. The Macarena was the biggest dance craze of the '90s. Chad, defend it. I agree.
Listen,
with you.
Jordy. So you're completely going the whole like. Blogger, backpacker, has to be good quality, like super critical, no cultural
well,
relevance at all. You're going Grammys. You're such
Chad.
A critic.
What do you know about 90s one-hit wonders? It's
Dude,
showing.
If
you
were...
shit about it.
Man, that's a
you
terrible argument. I'm going pop cultural.
Know,
the
you
fact that I don't know
this.
Anything about it is more of a reason these should be on the list because the relevancy is carried through from these songs. Culture.
No, you were born in it. I grew up in
These
it.
These are cross-generational shits. Not the,
personal,
you know,
Chad.
Well, this one, you know, the key change is, like, so good. And I know they only had one hit, but, like, you know, it's the quality is, like, right there. He hits that
Let's
note.
Let's see you do the Macarena if it's so fun.
Okay. There you go. Number two, Groove is in the Heart. Boom. Q-Tip. Jordy hates Q-Tip, by the way. He thinks he sucks as a rapper. Look at his face.
Well, who's saying that's fake news right there, Chad?
Yep.
That's
who's saying
Q-tips,
that?
Q-Tip.
Yeah.
Whole
who sings
career.
It, Chad? Who sings "Groove Is in the Heart"? You can't even name the artist.
D-Light, right? Okay.
Three E's. Jeez, man. Holy shnikes! Number one. Shit on this quality song, Jordy. No Rain by Blind Melon.
Oh.
You gonna go kill yourself? Holy shit! That's gonna make me depressed.
You think that's a bad song?
Cool. The video, terrible cool. song. The video is cool, but the song sucks, Chad.
Oh God, I know where
it's
you guys are going.
Gonna make me go blow
going,
my brains out.
You guys are going like you're gonna go like Savage Garden, like
they had like five hits, Chad. They're not a one hit wonder. Savage Garden's like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy.
How dare I step on Savage Garden's like? You, that's a hot button issue with you. I apologize.
Okay, recap.
Chad, oh, recap God. Your top six. Holy
yours got,
shit.
Yours got torn down. Torn down.
Yeah, well, that's my number six, I guess, because you guys turned my list inside out. And number five is Mambo number five. Number four, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Number three, Macarena. Number two, Groove is in the Heart. Number one, No Rain. You guys hate that song, really?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh my God! You're probably gonna put like "Runaway Train" on your "Runaway Train," never going back. Ugh.
It's a good song.
No Rain has some like vibe, like it's chill.
Hey, Jordy.
Good song.
Yeah.
Why don't you center yourself? I'm sick of looking at the right half of your face. There we
go. No, he thinks being off to the side is more artistic, and that's what, you know, that's okay. What matters.
Chad, you recapped it. Thank you. That might be one of your worst lists that you've had.
I'm right
the
there
research
with you
guys. Show the research.
Macarena is a bad one hit wonder. That's so crazy. That doesn't even make sense as a sentence.
You had one.
I thought the list was top six one hit best one hit wonders.
What does that even mean?
Top six best 90s one hit wonders. Isn't that the list?
Okay, let me hear it.
No, it's not the best. Chad, I apologize for saying that's the worst list you've had. It's your list. That's what you did. That's what you put out there. Okay. I respect it. I apologize.
The definition of one hit wonder. That's what I went by. That's all.
Okay. That's totally
fine.
Let me hear
this totally greatest fine. Hits from the 90s from Jordy.
All right, Jordy. Go ahead, bud.
All right, guys.
Top
six
90s one hit wonders. Do it.
One of my favorite music videos ever. The guy's simply just walking down the street, no care in the world, confidence at an all-time high, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Dun, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Chad's so pissed. Look at him.
I thought they had more than one hit, The Verve. Pretty sure.
Chad, I thought...
No.
I really or at least I've heard like their whole album before.
You go to stadiums, arenas, anywhere, people still sing this song. It's "You got what I need." And you say he just a friend. Biz Markie, just a friend. It's a one hit wonder. Oh. He didn't have any more hits.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
That's weird because like he stayed famous and stuff, you know?
Yeah, he was on.
I associate one hit wonders with a big fade away, you know? That's where
a little work with the Beastie Boys, but he didn't have any actual hits and stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, I saw that, but I was like, he felt too relevant in like the 2000s. Like he was a character you'd see pop up a lot.
Yeah, like
whatever.
Random VH1 shows and other shit. But
yeah,
I didn't come across that at all in my research. Probably because it says it's from 1989.
No.
Oh.
It says it's from 1989, man.
Let me check on that. It crossed over to 90.
Duh. So did the Happy Birthday song.
Jordy, I don't
so
know.
Did,
I think
so did Over
be...
the Rainbow.
Let me check
that
the year-end
DQ.
Charts.
You
DQ!
Might need to...
Let 90. Me check the year-end charts for that song.
90s.
Just
creeping into the 80s.
Go. It went platinum. It came out September 26th. That's pretty late in 89.
So you're saying
charts,
it came out in 1989? Oh, okay. We were saying it came out in 1989.
Charts. Number 9, Hot 100. Okay. Year-end charts, 1990, number 94.
I'll allow it because it did bridge the end of the year and the beginning of the year into the next the year's
Thank
decade
you, Dusty.
That we're talking about. Chad, on the other hand, picked a song by a band that had multiple hits. That's not a one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the big
be upset about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I forgot they were, you know, that just huge band, Eve Six. I forgot.
Here's to the night we felt alive,
and we know.
All right, Jordy, what number are we on?
All right, number 4, guys. Chad, this was on your list. Here come the hot stepper, Eni Kamosi. I love that song so much.
It's a good
All right,
ass song.
Number 3. I'm pretty sure it's a one-hit wonder. You go to any basketball game, hell, probably even football or hockey, they're going to be playing this over the loudspeakers. Jump Around, House of Pain. Number 3.
That's a one-hit wonder. Yeah.
Pack it up.
Of course,
pack it in.
The lead singer Everlast had a solo career.
Solo.
Which,
yep.
Of course, so, yeah, that makes sense. That's, I agree with that one.
All right. Good shit. All right, number 2. This is a personal favorite of mine. I remember Beef had a copy of this CD in like 95 or 96. We always thought she was hot. Idina Howard, Freak Like Me. One of the best hooks you'll ever hear in your life.
How's it go?
I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. I want a roughneck that can satisfy me.
Man, so many more people know the Macarena than that. It's insane.
I don't
think my research is bad? Like, man.
We're talking quality, Chad. That's a quality banger there.
A quality Dina Howard. Quality. But it's his list. He's allowed to have it on there.
Hey. All right, number one. Oh, my God. Chad, how could you forget this song? One of the best songs ever of all time. Return of the Mac.
Mark Morrison. It's not. Oh, my God. That song sucks.
Dude. When I tried to tell you so, what I guess you didn't know. Honestly, what's he returning from?
That sounded exactly like the song. What really? Dusty just did. Yeah.
He just got out of prison. He's a reformed man. He has a smash hit. And he's set for life. Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
That's your number one. All right, I like that song, but holy shit, number one.
Novel, the novelty of that.
No, talk novelty, look at Macarena. Look at Mambo
number
five.
Have... That's not novelty, we're man. Gonna... Novelty man, is like... A gimmick. It's not.
Guys.
It's right, the Macarena.
Jordy. It's a gimmick.
Jordy.
I have the public your list on my again, side so... with this.
All right, I had some good honorable mentions actually too. We'll get to that part.
We'll get into that. Jordy, redo your run back your list. I think we're gonna have a lot of work to do to get an ultimate top six 90s one hit wonders list.
All right, number six, guys. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Number five, Just a Friend, Biz Markie. Four, Here Come the Hot Stepper, Eni Kamosi. Number three, Jump Around, House of Pain. Number two, Freak Like Me, Idina Howard.
Number one,
Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison.
Freak Like Me by Idina Howard. In my research, I didn't come across that song. What'd you type in for research?
How'd you guys do your research?
I went on Google, initially started. Yeah.
Apple Music. They have a whole playlist. Hundreds of songs on there, close to it.
First thing I did was, what's a 90s one-hit wonder in my brain? And then the Blockbusters came up in my mind. And I was like, that in and of itself is a reason that gives you some stock, you know, because it's they've lasted so long, you know, just public
how'd
cultural
that work out
impact.
For you, Eve 6, how'd that work out?
I forgot they had another smash hit. Sorry. But you know what?
It doesn't have to be a smash hit. Come on, Chad. Don't be
good
petty.
Research, little bro.
Oh. All right. I did. I actually, you know, saw the biggest one hit wonder and was like, I agree.
All right. So you guys want novelty. You're probably gonna get pissed at my list.
You're gonna have I'm Too Sexy, right?
So you guys ready for my rapid fire top six 90s one hit wonders?
Right, said Fred.
Do it.
Okay. Okay, top six 90s one hit wonders. Here's my list. Number six, Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. Number five, Jump Around by House of Pain.
Five.
Number four, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Number three, The Macarena by Los Del Rio. Number two, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Number one, Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I almost put that on there. I almost did.
So really listen, Jordy, which one are you questioning? I'm Too Sexy. Listen to this real quick. Imagine, okay, there were three people in Right Said Fred. Imagine that's us, okay? We come out with this. This is our first album, our debut album. This is our first ever single that we're bringing out to the United States, to the world. And it goes bonkers like I'm Too Sexy. Their first hit, their first album, their first song. How hard would it not be to just think of another good song that got half of that popularity? They didn't make another song that was relevant other than their very first one they put out. So, I mean, and plus it's catchy. Everybody knows it. You know?
Yeah.
Those dudes in the video are hunky as hell. Except for the one looks like a janitor at Staples. That's pretty much it.
Dusty, I hate to break this to you, but Sir Mix-a-Lot had another top 100 hit.
No.
Number 70, Posse on Broadway.
I never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
I'm older than you, and I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
It charted number 70 on Billboard's 100.
See, Right Said Fred almost made my list because if it comes on or if you hear it, you immediately picture those, like, cliche now, but those classic scenes where it's, like, trying on different wardrobes while one of the friends is standing there going, like, oh, I'll go try on another one. Comes back out, and the person that works at the clothing thing is, like irritated, and you hear just, it's the montage. And then finally at the end, it's like, yeah, that one, yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah. Like, this, you're capturing a cultural moment when you hear the song. That's what I... So that makes sense to me. Baby Got Back, yeah. I almost am, like, too just sick of that song. Like, it's almost like, but it's so true. It's, you know,
it's good for what it is. That type of song you're gonna hear in every wedding.
How does that? What is it called? Posse the Pussy.
Posse on Broadway. Technically, okay. It's a top 100 hit.
How does it go? You don't even know how it goes.
Doesn't matter.
You're going to make something up. Yeah.
I see a 70 there under U.S.
Now, that's not good enough. I bet you Here Comes the Night by Eve 6 was higher than that.
Oh, absolutely, because it was a banger.
All right. So 70's the cutoff.
I'll go with the cutoff. Baby Got Back, but not I'm Too Sexy. No way.
Well, okay. That's fine. I think Chad's in my corner with that one, though. I think that's going to be on the list. It should be. It deserves a spot. All right. Fellas, so let me run my list back real quick, and then we'll mention some near misses, our honorable mention, and everything. And also, just to let you guys know, the honorable mention, we could do a Falco clause where you cross something off the list. No, that's not replacing somebody. I forget which clause it was. Where you could replace somebody on your list that wasn't mentioned.
John Goodman?
That was something.
John Goodman?
I'm not
sure. The Goodman clause.
I have to brush up on the clause. The clauses here. Okay, so let me run this list back. Let me run my list back. Number six, top six 90s one-hit wonders. Number six, Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. Number five, Jump Around by House of Pain. Number four, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Number three, The Macarena by Los Del Rio. They didn't have a hit until their first song came out in like 1962, by the way. And then that was popular in the 1996.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Too Sexy, number two. Number one, Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot. So, Jordy, what are some of your honorable mentions?
I got Groove Is in the Heart. Chad, I'll give you props on that one. I got How Bizarre, OMC.
I had that.
My man Duncan Sheik, props Duncan, love you boy.
Oh my god, I fucking knew it. I thought he was going to be your number one.
I am barely breathing. It's a good song, seriously.
I know.
Who can fight the pain?
And I got Closing Time, Semisonic.
That was on mine. Yep. Okay, Chad, what about you? Do you have any honorable mentions?
I'm Too Sexy. It was honestly too sexy for my list. And then, you know. Culturally, I had Ice Ice Baby and Can't Touch This. I'm like, should one of those be on? Just technically,
nope. Vanilla Ice, neither of them on Ninja Turtles.
Neither of them.
To go.
I honestly thought and about MC,
My
Own Worst Enemy from American Pie. That song. Did you forget?
They had a song called
had
a song called Airplane,
which
that was popular.
Yeah, I remember. You I think. It Earth. Came up in my research, and I wrote it down, But anyway, that's House of Pain. I looked over.
Picture.
I didn't notice House of Pain. That was.
Do you
want to
take my picture?
That song,
yeah,
that was on. Yeah, was actually on our basketball warm up playlist. Talk about getting fucking pumped up for a game.
Yeah, I remember that. Mr.
Do
Roddenbush
you
want to
fall
there.
Asleep? Yeah. No. But
all right, House of Pain, yeah, for sure. So I pretty much had the same stuff you guys did. I had Return of the Mac was on mine. I like that song. What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Yeah,
I love that song.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That's got over like a billion views on YouTube. Did you see that? I did research on YouTube too.
That's a good song. Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
Yeah. Hanging around.
Downtown by myself. I think it's called I'm Gonna Be, but I would walk 500 miles and I would walk. And then Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's just a good song.
Paranoia.
So I mentioned the close call before this with Achy Breaky Heart. I wanted to bring up, because someone mentioned it and I didn't interrupt. Someone said, oh, you're probably going to have Runaway Train on your list. But they had another song called Misery that was popular.
What did it chart at?
I don't know, but I know it, and it was popular.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Runaway Train's
like,
a good,
you know,
good song, though.
There's a gray song, area, so. Or there's like, you know, a point of no return where it's like, oh, they kind of had, like, I would, so a modern equivalent, I think, would be the song Shut Up and Dance. Shut up and dance with me. That could be a one-hit wonder, but have songs that
they had
close on the chart. So it's hard sometimes, but anyway, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we have some work to do because, I mean, we do have some crossover with, we have, oh my God, Jump Around, the Macarena.
Hot Stepper.
Hot Stepper. I had that on my honorable mention too. I mean,
that's
got to
be
clearly...
it's too iconic. That's one of the best songs ever. Undebatable.
Oh, God,
not that.
Every song is the best song. It is one of the best songs ever.
Seriously, it is. A lot of people still sample it.
All right, so let me just throw out a tune for you. I want to get your thoughts on it. I mean, I think a lot of these songs are, I mean, they're good songs. Not to say they're not good songs at all, but I feel like the popularity, the sing-alongingness, is that a word? Sing-alongingness?
Yes.
Sing along to these songs. And I said, what about
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, Jordy, never mind. That totally bombed. What I just tried to do, totally fucking bombed there. So I was talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's. Don't you just sing that every time it's on?
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a big part of it, you know?
I'd rather have breakfast.
Mambo number five, I think.
Shout out to Charlie's in Port Allegheny.
Listen, all right.
We need.
I see what you're saying, and I went with cultural impact in that, you know, recognition. I think is what you're talking about. Except for my number one. I think number one, it was their only hit, "No Rain" by Blind Melon. But I picked that because I think that is a very quality song, and they would have had more hits. I think. You know, obviously, but I don't know. I think cultural impact has to come in. Macarena, Mambo number five's one. People know the verse. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Sandra by my side, a little bit of... It's just like, holy shit, gets the heart going. And that's the reason it was a huge smash. I mean, I went blockbuster. I went fucking Jaws with this. I have a Jaws poster behind
me. Yeah, but you didn't
compare Jaws to Mambo number five. That's... disrespectful.
It's probably the hit
Spielberg,
of summer. Same
the cast,
idea.
The crew.
Yeah, he had Spielberg had another hit. But
I'll throw you one bone, Chad. We'll give one novelty song in there.
What is the novelty?
Probably towards Macarena.
I don't understand.
I'll lean towards Macarena because it has a dance to go with it.
The Macarena has to be on the list because me and Chad had it at number three.
Mambo number five's out.
I'm not gonna.
I'd rather have. What's Up? I'd rather have What's Up on there than Mambo number five.
That wasn't on anybody's list,
though.
Doesn't
matter. Let's throw it on there. It should be on.
No. You just grew. No. You got to pick a better argument than that. Mambo number five is over.
Well, you don't even have a number six, Chad.
I guess it's a combo. It's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. There you go.
Yeah, that ain't making the list.
Okay, that's fine, but Mambo number five could. And you know what? It should be number five.
Well, let's talk about Just a Friend, Biz Markie. You talked about how cultural he was, how relevant he's been.
Yeah, that takes away from the one-hit wonder thing. That's the whole point.
His song.
It's like, song you gotta fade so away.
Good. No, his song was so good, he stuck around. Because people love the song. You don't see Lou Bega out there hawking hot dogs.
Pretty sure he was in a Super Bowl commercial like 2 years ago.
No, he wasn't. I don't remember that.
All right, so you're going. Jordy wants the best songs on the list. He doesn't think that the one-hit wonder thing is anything but like a filter to determine like which songs we're considering for the best. So I consider the one-hit wonder part the reason why it should be higher. You know, like that's what defines it. You're just picking this person didn't have another hit. That's the category. That's it. But like the cult, you're not picturing like how like important it was and stuff. You know what I mean?
Just like if you, friend. I'd say cultural impact of the song. So you have to go novelty, Baby Got Back, cultural impact. I'm Too Sexy, cultural impact. Mambo Number 5, yeah. Here Comes the Hot Stepper, it's a good song, but, you know, you're not going to hear that at a wedding.
You won't, yeah.
That's not good top point. Six wedding songs.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it wouldn't be on that one either. So,
what's number
one? I don't know, we don't have anything yet. So, I would like to put here. Let me propose something.
I didn't think I would fight this hard this episode.
Let's all pick one song that will be on the list, and we'll have to figure out what's going to be number one. Like, okay, what has the biggest impact out of these songs that we're talking about?
I'm going Return of the Mac all the way.
It's not.
It's going to make the final list, though.
Maybe.
It's not as impactful and novel.
All right, here's what we'll do. Jordy, we'll take it back to your example. If you go to a 43-year-old in Idaho and say, hey, man, what's the best song? What's the better song, Baby Got Back or Return to the Mac? What do you think that dude's going to say?
I don't know. But to be honest, I don't know.
I do. He's going to say, huh. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. When I try to tell you so.
He's going to say, like the I ass. Don't know the Mac one that you're talking about, but I've heard Baby Got Back, and
bullshit,
it's okay.
Jeff.
It's,
they're 43. They grew up in that era. They know Return of the Mac.
I don't know.
I mean, you're making an assumption.
You said Return of the Mac. Dusty, what's your pick to be on the list?
I'm going to go Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot. So Jordy picks Return of the Mac.
I have no issue with that.
You better not fucking pick Blind Melon.
I made mistakes with my list. I will admit that. And I'm going to say Macarena.
Thank you. What?
All right.
I'm not going to pick No Rain or Grooves in the Heart. I'll say Macarena needs to be high.
I'll go with Macarena over number 5. Lou Bega. That was way bigger.
Okay, so right now we have 3 on our list. I don't want to hear any bitching about the order because it makes sense, okay? Ultimate top 6 90s one-hit wonder. Number 1, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Number 2, The Macarena. Number 3, Return of the Mac. Number 4 should be I'm Too Sexy. We all get to pick another one, and that's going to be the list. Because we're getting long, we're not getting anywhere. We're just making bitchy ass comments to each other about our list.
I feel like we're doing like the MLB and the Players Association did better than we are right now. Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I don't know about that, Chad. They had fucking 6 months to figure this shit out, and they're just pissing with it now. Again, we're not a sports podcast, but we could be.
Not a sports podcast. This is not sports advice.
Wait, why don't we see what we have common ground? No common ground to start from. That's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
We had House of Pain. Jump Around.
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Bittersweet Symphony. Maybe that's the Hot Stepper set perfectly, right? Number four. It's like...
Okay, so we had Jump Around and Bittersweet Symphony. Me and Jordy. Chad, you had Hot Stepper. Jordy had Hot Stepper. Both of those need to go on the list, so we have one more to go with. So we're just going to do... We'll do Hot Stepper at number four. Okay.
Respectable. You guys aren't budging on Just a Friend then?
No, I'm giving it a demerit because it came out in 1989. It was a bridge song. It's a bridge song. What's the other one? House of Pain, Jump Around. Hey, speaking of Jump Around, real quick. It's my finger in the right spot. You see these two little Funko Pop things?
Uh-huh.
Happy Gilmore, Chubbs Peterson, Jump Around.
Man. You need the caddy. It's like,
I know.
He's like choking.
I want to get the caddy, and I want to get the, that caddy isn't probably one of these figures, though.
No,
probably the other caddy is. But I also need Shooter McGavin if you guys want to get me a Christmas gift. There you go.
Maybe Father's Day.
Okay, here comes the Hot Stepper number four. Number five, Jump Around by House of Pain.
What about throwing a bone to Four Non-Blondes? Just out of left field pick. Isn't that a clause? That's happened before.
Yeah, it has. I don't know if we named a clause after it. Let me go through the list of what we have so far. So we've got the ultimate top six 90s one-hit wonders. I don't know if I'm even happy with this list. It's weird. Baby Got Back, number one. Number two, the Macarena. Number three, Return to the Mac. Number four, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Number five, Jump Around by House of Pain.
Wait,
Bittersweet Symphony.
Yes.
Bittersweet Symphony, because me and Jordy had it.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah,
listen,
I could go with that.
Or you could look at the list. Look at the energy. Keep it going, Mambo number five. Just keep it going.
Oh, no. We already have Macarena, Chad. That's your bone. We threw you a little bone.
Okay. Kill the buzz. Put the sad blue tinted leather jacket rocking. Freaking depressing symphony boy in there
on this list, and it ain't gonna be no Blind Melon depression suicide song.
Well, we forgot to talk about another really popular, no one mentioned it, The Freshman by The Verve Pipe.
Also, Whoop, There It Is.
Yeah, that song just sucks donkey.
Yeah.
So
better than Mambo number five though.
Yeah, The Freshman, that's my wife's favorite song of that era. The guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor.
What's wrong? Why is Mambo number five bad? Like the way the verse goes is very skillful and like quick, and it jumps, and the energy is like a little bit. It's like such a fun vibe in there.
Yeah, what Jordy, about, why don't?
Like he's why got you like he's that got song? Ladies. He knows all their names. He has them for different times of the year and season. He's vibing.
I don't know. Not my style.
Jordy, it's too big.
What about?
Why don't you like it, Jordy?
It's just not my style. I don't like the vibe of the song. It doesn't sound good to me.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Take your hands to the ground, sink a sand, on it down.
Yeah, sounds like a sixth grader.
It's got an homage to Big Swing, you know, the 20s.
Sounds like a sixth grader wrote it. What about Zoot Suit Riot?
No, it doesn't. That sixth grader must be Lin-Manuel Miranda in sixth grade or something, because it's like ba-da-ba-da-boom-ba-da-ba-boom, ba-da-ba-da-boom-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, just naming girls.
At this time, and I'm going to know this girl.
Rita. Margarita.
If I continue, I swear they get sweeter.
Lacey. Katie. Yeah. I could do that. All right. I can name girls' names.
So we need one more song. We can either do... No, Bittersweet Symphony, I think, should be on there. Chad,
either that or Four Non-Blondes.
Well, that's Mambo number five. Symphony. I had it. Like, if Mambo number five's dying, shout out to Blue It's my boy.
Bittersweet Symphony is a cool video. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Chad, we'll let you pick. Is it cooler than Mambo Number 5?
Bittersweet, yeah, because the guy like doesn't move. He just runs into people. He knocks over like an old woman and people. He just doesn't.
They're
care.
Honestly like the most opposite music videos. He's like,
it is.
Swinging with girls, like, all right. I mean, you know, we got a party up until number 6. We can tone it down, bring it down a little bit. It's a good song. It is, you know.
It's a good
warm-up. All of these songs are worth listening to somewhat, except for Blind Melon.
Nah, Macarena, too.
No Rain.
Jordy, no one all sits right, around so here, and just listens to the Macarena. That is not the point.
I haven't listened to Macarena probably since the 90s, but I still know that it's...
Yeah, how great is it then?
It was okay. Significantly great. But Jordy, that was the peak of our high school dance-going days. You know how popular it was.
Yeah.
Did that song hurt you?
I'm looking
What's
for
wrong?
Longevity.
What's wrong
no,
with
I'm
that
looking
song?
For longevity.
He couldn't
I still
figure
listen
it
to
out.
Bittersweet Symphony. I still listen to Return of the Mac. I still listen to Here Come the Hot Stepper.
He
I still listen
Jordy,
to Step Around.
He likes Bittersweet Symphony because all you got to do is just walk straight.
I still listen to Freak Like
That's
Me
why.
By Idina Howard.
There's too many steps.
Am I going to put Macarena on my playlist driving to from work?
You couldn't figure out the Macarena? Is that why you don't like it?
No,
you
I know the Macarena.
Prove to us that you know it.
That's Rick Rude. No, that transitioned into Rick Rude.
I'm going to do that every episode now. I got to shake my hips.
Okay. All right, everybody. So we finally got done with the top 6 ultimate 90s one-hit wonders. Number 1, Baby Got Back. Number 2, The Macarena. Number 3, Return of the Mac. Number 4, Here Comes the Alt Stampa. Number 5, Jump Around. Number 6, Bittersweet Symphony. A lot of other ones out there. Let us know what your top 6 90s one-hit wonders would be. There are a ton of other songs out there. I don't know what to say, guys. This was a little bit harder than I thought. A little bit too much brain power into this freaking episode, you know?
I was just defending
Damn.
Myself. Holy
yeah, hopefully
strikes.
Next episode's a little less tense and I'm going to have to check my blood pressure after this one.
I have a migraine now. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm going to pop a couple Tylenols and a Yingling.
All right. So we thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends. Bring this topic up at the next party that you go to. Get into a fight with somebody about it. Who gives a shit? Get a hold of us on Twitter, TikTok, at Top 6 Podcast. Go to our YouTube, or go to YouTube and just search Top 6 Podcast, whatever. I don't have anything else, boys. Let your shit download and upload. We're out until next time. Peace.